This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Ash and Dean, and we are not alone in the studio because the Mayor of Stonington, Steve Stephanopoulos, is joining us. Hello, hello.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, we're very good.
Oh, it's good to hear. It's lovely, 26 outside, so warm.
It's so nice.
What are we doing inside the studio? We should be out there.
I know, well, we have to entertain the masses of people that love listening to us every Mad
Wednesday.
And I was
outside most of the day, and I feel like I needed to come inside and just have a little bit of a rest.
And I'm not going to lie, my hay fever has been going a little bit crazy.
I can see that happening.
So we're okay with things being a bit more indoors for us. But we've got you here today to talk about the Night of Pride that's going on, a huge fundraiser, the mayoral fundraiser that's happening to raise some funds for the Victorian Pride Centre.
It is. It's on Thursday the 31st of October at the Malvern Town Hall, and the Stonington Mayor has a choice of charity every year if they want to host a fundraiser, and this year I've chosen the Pride Centre in Fitzroy Street, St Kilda.
Which is absolutely so. Now, that's a very big responsibility because there's a lot of different spaces and things that need, and we know the Pride Centre is on its way, the building is getting there and going there, but what really excites me is the specific focus that you're wanting this fundraising to have.
So we asked the Pride Centre what specifically you wanted us to give your money, our money to, and all the money that we're raising to, and they suggested the Theatreette, which is a fantastic space. So, you know, the city of Stonington is known for its visual and performing arts, and we thought this was a great marrying of two wonderful ideas.
And it's really exciting. You've planned this absolutely amazing night. I can't wait. I'm going to be there. The dress code is bold and fabulous cocktail attire. So, oh, God knows what outfit I'm going to wear. Jesus. But it's really wonderful. And a whole lot of amazing performers that are a part of our diverse community are volunteering their time, which is really fantastic.
That's the amazing thing, is that I have tapped people on the shoulders and asked them if they could volunteer their services for this event. And everyone has said yes.
Well, when the Mayor of Stonington taps you on the shoulder, who's going to say no to that?
That is true. Australia's first and only same-sex married mayor. Could you say no to him?
Well, I mean, I'll try. No, I can't. No.
Excellent. Good
we
to hear.
We absolutely couldn't do it. And it's really exciting because you're going to have Dolly Diamond there, Mama Alto, the Low Res Choir, which is absolutely fantastic. A whole heap of fabulous drag performers, which is really exciting.
But I think more importantly, you're having a three-course sit-down meal and canapes.
Correct. And all of that, plus a drink upon arrival for $150 is pretty good, I think.
It's absolutely fantastic. Now, not only is this a great way, I mean, I know it's Halloween and everyone's like, but I've got to dress up in costume, but why not dress up and come to the Malvern Town Hall instead? It's a great way to be fabulous, do Halloween a little bit differently, and support a theatreette for the Victorian Pride Centre, which is absolutely fantastic.
And we have some wonderful auction items on the night too. We've had some great support. We've got a double flights for two to Hamilton Island in Queensland, thanks to Qantas. We have a season's pass to the Australian Ballet. We have the AFL who's provided some gifts and prizes to give away too. We have lots of $300 to $400 vouchers to cafes and restaurants throughout the city of Stonington as
well.
Look,
and even for a lower money amount, I reckon you could get a date with Dolly Diamond on that as well.
You could. You could also get a date with the Mayor of Stonington. You never know.
Oh, there you go.
My husband might murder me, but that's okay.
Oh, well, look, a coffee date won't hurt, will it?
No. And considering today, you don't know this, but today's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. It is.
It is also, I overheard someone earlier saying that they don't have any birthdays to worry about for the entire month of October. And here it is, the 2nd of October, and they don't have to worry about a birthday. And at that moment, I went, oh, it's my best friend's birthday today. I should probably call her. Yeah, so thank you for reminding me again.
And there you go. Happy birthday. Well, what better birthday present for you than for people to buy tickets to this fabulous event?
I agree. And if you go to the Stonington City Council website, so www.stonington.vic.gov.au/nightofpride, you'll be able to find all the information there. You can book a ticket online. You can either book an entire table or you can book individual seats or seats in pairs. So we've sold about two-thirds of the way there, so I would get in quick smart to get the rest of them. They'll sell out very quickly.
It's so wonderful, and it is really great for you to be showing the support for the Victorian Pride Centre. You've been a massive advocate for your area, with for queer organisations to be able to come, be supported and do things, and it's really great to see.
It is, and for me it was about connecting community too, and Low Res, who are having a concert this October as well, we gave them a community grant to use the Malvern Town Hall for nothing, and that's $2,500 that
that's
they
huge.
Are saving, which
that's
is great.
So huge.
And there have been other Proud to Play, which is also based in Storrington. That's another organisation that we've supported as well. Lots of other performers at Chapel Loft Chapel who've needed space to perform. They've been given some of those spaces as well for free from the LGBTIQ plus community. So I'm out there to give anyone support. I'm not there for myself. I'm out there to sort of connect people. How do I help the community?
And how exciting is it to have the Victorian Pride Centre being built?
The Pride Centre looks absolutely amazing, and having Jude Munro, who's the chair of the committee there, is fantastic, and she's really,
Jude
really
is great.
She is great, and Ro will be there on the night as well. And it will be—it's just a great facility for all of us to go there. And Joy's moving in there, of course, as you
yes,
boys know.
We're going to be there also. Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic.
I like the idea of, you know, before I do the show, just going and walking along the beach beforehand, and it'll be very lovely.
Exactly. On a day like this, would be wonderful too.
Oh, it'd be fantastic.
Now, I feel I've been a personal supporter of City of Stonington for a very long time. I used to work in Stonington, and the number of parking fines I paid. so I feel like I might be worth a free ticket, but...
No.
Okay.
It's a fundraiser, Ash.
It's a fundraiser.
I've raised a lot of funds for you.
I'm sure you have. And you know what? The mayor got a ticket the other week from his own municipality, and he had to pay it.
Oh, look.
That's fair. That's
fair. Well, is it though?
Well, if you park wrong, you know, I'll wear it.
You're right. Well, it's a fantastic event that's taking place on Thursday, the 31st of October. You can come dressing bold and fabulous and help raise funds for a theatreette in the Victorian Pride Centre, and also be a part of a fabulous night. What better way to spend Halloween?
I agree. It'll be a fantastic night. Come to the Malvern Town Hall.
But here's the question. Have you got official mayoral robes you have to wear? Because with bold and fabulous, there's options that you've got there.
Well, it's interesting. The staff out here in the studio have asked me, where is your bling, my chains? And I said, I could be wearing them underneath. You never know.
Well, I think that'd be a bit more bulkier under that polo shirt, wouldn't it?
That's true, Dean. Very good.
Well, thank you so much for coming and joining us and spreading the good word about the Night of Pride.
My pleasure.
And I can't wait to see you there in all your bling.
I look forward to seeing you there, Dean.
Mayor Steve Stephanopoulos of Stonington, thank you for joining us. Check out all the details for Night of Pride at stonington.vic.gov.au/Night of Pride. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Ash and Dean on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.